Unfortunately, our financial numbers have not withstood the worsened economic climate and the overlay of the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. These are the words of outgoing African Bank CEO Basani Maluleke, summing up the factors behind the group's 27 million rand annual loss against a profit of 1.2 billion rand previously. But it's not all doom and gloom. There are some green shoots. The bank experienced a 84 million rand improvement in earnings during its second half, and company's interim CEO Gustav Raubenheimer joins us now to discuss what this tale of two halves suggests for the group moving forward. Thanks so much, Gustav, for your time this evening. So, more than the results released today, yesterday's surprise announcement around CEO Basani Maluleke's departure has gotten its fair share of attention. How much of a succession plan does African Bank have in play to lean on quickly?
Yeah, so I think the fact that I'm here today does indicate that there is at least a succession plan for, you know, unexpected changes like this. We have a very strong ExCo team. The ExCo team have got the full support of the board. We also have a very strong board. We have a strategy. And, you know, we could continue to execute on that strategy while the board goes through a process of employing a new CEO.
Yeah, I asked the question right at the top because the assumption, Gustav, is that it's key to keeping any turnaround strategy, as you've alluded to, on track here, especially at the time where we've seen the bank hit by the impact of COVID-19 on the economy, reporting the loss that it has for the period to the end of September. How much off target has the pandemic hit taken you?
Yeah, so I think in terms of what we initially forecasted, you know, for this 12 months, we are significantly off those numbers. But I think what's more importantly is to what extent are we actually on track, you know, to meet our strategic objectives. And I think we are well on track, predominantly, you know, the rollout of our new My World account, mm-hmm. Which is going very, very well. You know, the ability to attract retail funding, retail deposits, which has also gone very well. You would have noticed that our retail deposit had grown by 150%. And that enabled us to repay some of the very expensive foreign debt that we inherited from the old bank. We also managed to reduce our operating expenses year on year, which again puts us in a good situation to meet the challenges of the future.
Yeah. So you highlight some of the positives, Gustav. On the other hand, you've also been tightening lending criteria. I mean, those screws have been tightened more than just once over the 2020 period. How much pressure is, you know, the one and all of those support factors you've outlined alleviating the pressure that the other is exerting on the business?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that those credit changes has actually had a beneficial impact on the book. And we can certainly see that the early risk metrics are improving quite significantly. And again, I think that stands us in good stead for next year. It's obviously also true that they have contributed. It's not the sole cause, but they have definitely contributed to a reduction in the book. One also has to accept that under COVID, economic activity is generally down. And as a result, you know, we have seen a reduction in applications. So it's really those two things that have caused the reduction in applications as well as the tighter credit underwriting, which has caused the book to decline.
Yeah, like you say, you've seen your gross advancements or loans decline by 5%. Gustav, you know, with the sense that you're getting from customers that are approaching the bank and the kind of applications for credit that are lending on your desk, I mean, how much pressure would a possible 25 basis point cut to interest rates have brought the economy in your books?
Yeah, so look, 25 basis points is not a lot. You know, I think for us, what we have found is that our clients are not really interest rate sensitive in the extent that most of the credit exposure is fixed. You know, but I don't think 25 basis points is going to make a difference either way.
Yeah. Are you going to have to pull tighter still because your credit impairment charge rose to 58%, while you raised another 303 million rand insurance provision as a result of the pandemic as well? So are you going to have to go tighter, or is the kind of green shoots that you've experienced in the second half, you think, enough to keep you sitting pretty stable on that front?
Yeah, so I think for the moment we are comfortable with the risk that we see emerging. I think for us the challenge is now to actually grow the book. We've got 7 billion in cash. We have significant capital. It's now actually to look for opportunities to either optimize our balance sheet or grow the book, or perhaps even execute some sort of an acquisition.
Yeah, that's something that has stood out, of course, Gustav, with the bank saying it will continue to evaluate M&A opportunities to drive growth, to drive diversification. How rife are those opportunities right now? Are there any kind of deals looking imminent?
No, there's no imminent deal. We are looking at quite a few opportunities, and we certainly have started some of these conversations, but we're not in a position to add any more color to that at this point.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Gustav. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Gustav Robbenheimer, who's interim CEO of African Bank.